love to call you back just as soon as I can.
Greetings. The automatically deleted husband, automatically deleted again, but I'm back operational at a new location. I don't know how long this is going to last here, but I kind of recovered a bit today. Had some good dialogue with Chris. He actually came by because I'm a whole lot closer than he used to be. I had a phone call today, and I looked after I said goodbye to Chris. I was coming back in because we went on and came back in. I had to unlock the door, and I was fumbling with the keys, and I heard the phone ringing. I didn't get there in time, and then I looked at it, and it was area code 336. I thought, who could that be? Because I obviously didn't know. But, you know, for years, I mean, many, many years, I've been hosting the email service for Welcome Associates. From Lexington area. And I told them that I'm making some changes, and if they want to keep it up, they may consider going to another source. Because... You know, I didn't even send them a link to my email about what I'm doing. And so this was a gentleman apparently working with him. And so they are apparently going to take that, take it over. So it's one less thing that I have to deal with. But just getting a call from North Carolina was kind of like, but anyway... I am set up and I'm in dialogue with someone, which encourages me. Plus some of the other people that I've dealt with in the past seem to be more present. Some of them have gone completely silent. So I'm wondering about what may be transpiring. I think right now there's a possibility I can get through the end of the year solely working on Shofar Leaks or Shofar Nexus and whatnot, if I get my mind back on it without a problem, maybe to get the ecosystem started. Because if I get it seeded a bit, because my expenses are rather low right now, I may be able to make this work. I don't know. But... one of the things that came to mind today is the idea of not giving up. Because, you know, I started with one thing, went to another, because they're all related. You know, I started with pro-life stuff, went to, you know, things like black-white stuff, slavery stuff, then sexual slavery specifically. Those are kind of some of the major things. But underlying it is communication security and completely around the whole thing. And one of the things I did when I was trying to build Shofar Nexus, I started with one idea, modified it in order to get communications together. The hypersecure communications, as I call it, that showed up in 2012 and may have been 2011. But a way to communicate where there is no way. Because again, as I point out, with things like Tor and whatnot and various, you can be tracked. Suckered by encryption, remember that video? how do you hide that completely? Well, I've basically described that. And I think that's an important concept. But the other thing that really may be extremely important is obviously the issue of the collective versus the individual or the whistleblower. That's clearly a fundamental point of Shofar Leaks and so forth, and how you deal with that. But in the process, one of the things that was a concern, as I mentioned in the modern day slavery video, is if you say, I need help, for whatever it is. You go to an organization. That organization may not be your ally. Again, because either the organization has been compromised, the organization was set up on purpose in order to suck you in, things of that nature, or just somebody within the organization is compromised, or because they're an organization, they need you as business. So their mentality may be a little bit different. So the important thing, I think, is it's the idea of, you know, very similar to what I've discussed before, the idea of preparing a meal yourself or going to a restaurant. You know, because if you prepare a meal yourself, you have much more of an idea of what you're putting into it than when you go to a restaurant. So in the same way, I want to be able to do that for people who want just generic communication services, or obviously in the case of I need help, instead of going to an organization that may be compromised, I want to, with Shofar Leaks, with other sites, tell people how to do it on their own. Maybe you can have a trusted friend rather than help you and things of that nature, rather than an organization. But then put together this ecosystem so it's there for those people. So just like the mentality of Tor that was done so you can hide the assets, you know, the spies, for the U.S. intelligence community by letting everybody use the technology, except we have our back doors. But in the same way, if you put the ecosystem out there, those who are using it to protect their hide are not seen. Because people who are motivated by money, that's their only purpose. Whether somebody uses it, it's, you know, we don't ask, oh, you want to use this road? What are you going to use it for? Are you going to use it for something that we don't want you to use it for? We're not going to allow you. You know, it's a road. This is communications. You don't tell people, I'm sorry, you're saying the wrong kind of words on the phone. We're not going to allow you to use the phone. That's not practical. Although there are people trying to do that. But anyway. So maybe there's a couple dialogues. You know, the issue is it's maybe more than one. I have two semi-active, and we'll see what happens. So I had my first night here, had a reasonable, kind of excessive, but a, you know, solid night's sleep. I'll be able to be fine. But then tomorrow and next, I figure I'm going to give myself next week up to my wife's birthday. Because Lord willing, on Friday, next Friday, a week from today, I'll be hiking Big Frog Mountain. So, yeah. By the way, I do show my count of jumping jacks is now at 996,000, so 4,000 left. Because I did do some accelerated. I accelerated because I thought I may have been doing it actually tomorrow, but that's not transpiring because it's supposed to rain tomorrow. Not as bad as it originally thought, but either way. So tomorrow was pushed off back to the original date of the 8th, so I'm ahead, and what I intend to do is I'm just going to disappear some of those because I'm probably over 1 million already. You know, I'm 4,000 away. I'm probably over there because there are often times where I simply didn't count them. So that's happening. It shows 4,000 left. And if things go as you'll see, I get down to 2,000, 1,000, 1,000. I'll be at 1,000 maybe for several days, whatever. Anyway. But that's happening. And then after that, hopefully by that time, I will have things clear in my mind and actively doing what's appropriate for the next step. Because right now it looks like the Lord is going to allow me to press on. One thing I found very related to this, and I'm going to leave you the link. I have a copy of it. It's just a short little video from RT. But it was a speech by Erdogan, the head of Turkey. or sometimes I now hear it called Turkiya, for whatever reason. But Erdogan outlines Netanyahu's bloody mark in history, and he calls him the butcher of Gaza. Because one of the things I see is there's a... one of the things it concerned me when I... The Babylon Bee has produced some really funny stuff. And it got me kind of concerned because every once in a while there were things that were not quite a little troubling. There's a whole lot of them now that are more than a little troubling. They do seem to be tilting more towards advertisers because they become a big business. They're tilting more towards, very strongly on Zionism, apparently. I mean, wow. Some of the things that they've called out in U.S. politics is troubling and so forth. So these things concern me because, part of the objective here is when I did the Shofar leaks and the Shofar Next itself, the objective was the communications, but also how do I structure data? It is the idea, I want data for me. So when I look back at it years from now, it's something I've structured and I can relate to it. This makes sense to me because this is mine. And I want to put the tools in people's hands to do that. So they can build their computer adds to their thought, not guides them. Because this is the danger of AI. It's not that AI is going to take over your job. That's a problem. But the issue is, it is the idea of, you strengthen your muscles by exercising them. You strengthen your mind by exercising it. If you simply ask the computer, you can use the computer as a tool. It's the idea of I can take a nut on a bolt and turn it to a certain level of tightness. If I use a wrench, I get a whole lot tighter. Computer that I'm trying to give you the software for allows you to make it as that wrench to make your mind more powerful to your mind. AI takes the robot, to replace, you putting the nut on. It's kind of like, so I'm not exercising my body. I'm not getting any stronger. I'm not using the right tools and so forth. I become subservient. The tool does not help me be more powerful. I become subservient to the tool. And of course, the tool is not really deciding on its own. It is algorithmic. It is deciding how it is led. This idea that it achieves consciousness, that's a movie. That's a movie. Again, if you study the field, the idea of consciousness is the movie thing. There isn't a foggiest idea how to do it, how to make something conscious. It's the Lord alone has done that. But anyway, when I see things like the way, Erdogan is calling out Netanyahu, and I see the things that are happening in the U.S. news media, how a lot of the U.S. news media calls Hamas bad in order to imply that the Palestinians or even the Arab community is bad. And Israel's good because, Zionism. Again, Zionism is political. I think I gotta maybe continue to emphasize the fact that what we see as the flag of the country of Israel predates the country of Israel by over 50 years because it's the flag of the Zionist movement and it was simply adopted by the country of Israel. It's Zionism. It's a political ideology. It has nothing to do with being Jewish and so forth and all those kind of things. But anyway, what concerns me is you see a lot of the U.S. news media, they're pushing the Zionism. It's like in the Ukraine war, they're pushing, go Ukraine, Russia bad. It's the same thing. Because you're pushing a political ideology you're not really caring about the people. Again, who is the big? Okay, there was another bunch of calculations. So there was another report. Maybe I've got to find that and put that on too. You know, because we had the big event of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, where we dropped the bombs, the nuclear bombs, which were not required. We did that. We didn't have to do that because the war was over, and it was done for political reasons. But the amount of stuff we did, you know, like the firebombing of Tokyo, I think actually burned more, caused more damage than the nuclear bombs, and may have killed more people. I'm not sure if that's true, because, you know, it's just that the nuclear bombs made the splash. The firebombing of Dresden in Germany did the same thing, and in Hamburg and other places. And we look at that as kind of a reference. Oh, that was a horrible event, so forth. But then we look at, you know, as I pointed out before, Fallujah and the event in Ukraine, were a whole bunch of armor-piercing bullets, the depleted uranium-tipped bullets, were shipped there, and the whole thing was destroyed by a Russian attack, because obviously they didn't want that. And you have that huge pile now of all over the place uranium, radioactive stuff, and it's probably going to have an impact for years, because that's what's happened in Fallujah. It's, you know, the all this uranium stuff we used then is still killing people today. But you look at the amount of bombs we've dropped on Afghanistan, Iraq, and so forth. What we did to Japan is minor. And apparently, what the country of Israel is doing to the Gaza Strip makes those things look small, you know, in comparison. They're dropping a whole lot of bombs. And again, you see some of their objective was, it's not accuracy, it's amount of destruction. They want to destroy things. And you can see where, especially in the northern part of Gaza, they've just destroyed a whole bunch of stuff, and they come with the bulldozers to level it out. They want it gone. They don't want to rebuild. They want it gone. That is their objective. It's called genocide. But we can't say that on CNN or MSNBC or Fox News. We can't say that. It's genocide. And of course, you can find, if you look for it, the various terms that are used. But anyway, the whole point of all that is, these things will happen, they'll happen again, and so forth. But within that are the individual relationships. And that's what I want to address, is give the tools for those individual relationships, even when there's war going on, even when there's hate in the air, and so forth. That really is the drive. You know, because what would it be like? Oh, just take an example. If you have a family with 9 kids and the dad has been kicked out, and one of the kids says, I want my dad back. You know, maybe his name would be like George. And he, you know, reaches out and so forth. But you need a way to communicate where it doesn't get censored, or it doesn't have to be known by others. Something like that may be helpful in a situation, just arbitrary, picking names out of the air. If I can work towards, if I can deliver something that will reconcile a relationship between somebody, a Jew within Tel Aviv, with a Muslim, Christian, or I don't know how many Jews are left in the Gaza Strip, reconcile that relationship privately, even though the rest of the doesn't, that'd be a great joy. If I can reconcile a relationship between someone in Kiev or Lviv and somebody in Donetsk or what a joy. Or the next, whatever makes the news. somebody who's involved in an institutional church that mistreats somebody, and there's still hope for one or two relational reconciliation attempts or realities. What a joy. And, you know, if it happened with, oh, I don't know, maybe the pastor or the former pastor at Covenant Presbyterian in Chattanooga, or one of the former pastors of Meadowview Presbyterian in Lexington, North Carolina, or, I don't know, my father-in-law, if there was actually reconciliation there, wouldn't that be a joy? Protect the whistleblower, free the sex slave, facilitate reconciliation. Yeah, that's the objective. Yeah, I think so. And again, the ecosystem model, if I get somebody to connect on it, what it does, you know, and I think that's the issue. If an organization, you know, it's the, you know, when I pointed out Sound of Freedom, the Operation Underground Railroad, brought in all these millions upon millions of dollars and impacted. They used the word impacted. They didn't free them or anything of that nature. They just impacted some like 3,000 kids or whatnot. So you work it out, it's like $30,000 a child. And it's kind of like, wow, that was expensive. Because it's a money-making scam. I called it out. I showed the evidence and so forth. And that's why you don't hear about it anymore, because it was a money-making scam. Organizations are going to be that way. Some be more successful than others. Some are more perpetual and things of that nature. But sometimes they're the individuals. And where there's a person who reconciles or blesses somehow another person, and no one knows about it except God. You know, you might have read about this. You know, in a very real sense, it's the cup of water in Matthew 25. How do you do that? Because I want to deliver the tools for someone else to do that, and I'll never know. My trust is in the Lord that if this is the right thing, he'll use it for them. If it's the wrong thing, maybe he'll say no. My circumstances would say, give up. Just give up. It's not worth it. I'm not going to give up. In the grace of God, the resources to press on, continue, probably at least for another month. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, I was just going to update you, but no card. I don't know if I'm going to start sending cards again because of issues. I have to figure that out. But so there's a week off. And Lord willing, a week from today, I'll be at the top of Big Frog Mountain yet again, telling my wife I love her and doing my official 1 millionth jumpy jack. Of course, reality again, it's probably long gone. But anyway, my lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.